Morning, everybody. Excellent. Well, I know that all the children are going out to their groups, but we have a very special guest with us. This is Matthew, who's just going to stay with us for the next few minutes. If you would make him welcome, as he's decided that he wanted to come up on the stage with us, that would be great. So my name is Claire, for those who don't know me. I've been part of this church for 15 or 16 years now, and I'm delighted this morning to be with a friend and colleague, as I work for a ministry called Compassion UK. This is Lizabelle, who was originally born and brought up in Uganda. And you will find it very difficult, I'm sure, to believe that she was actually grew up in abject poverty. She was registered into Compassion's sponsorship program, working in partnership with her local church. And she will explain to us what she's doing here. But I'm really privileged to have the opportunity to introduce her to you. I know that many of you have been supporting Compassion Children. Indeed, quite a number of your sponsored children are on the mission board at the back there. But can I ask you just to raise your hand if you are sponsoring a child with Compassion at the moment? Can you just raise your hand? Wow. Thank you. My prayer is that as a result of hearing what Liz has got to say today, that you would genuinely be encouraged to see what your money is doing and how it really genuinely can transform lives to the glory of God. So Compassion's a Christian child development organisation that works exclusively in partnership with local churches. But because our time is short, I'm just going to ask Liz one or two questions, and she's going to give us a bit of a flavour of what life was like growing up in that situation and how Compassion and her local church were really able to make a difference. So, Liz, can you just give us a little bit of an idea? If you don't mind, I'm just going to fast forward and jump right in to the point at which you were 6 years old and had very sadly lost your father to AIDS. Can you just explain to us, apart from the very obvious, what that really meant for your family?
So, yes, my dad had passed away, so we had been left homeless. And my mom, of course, was left also infected with AIDS. So we had to stay at home and look after her, so she could not also work. So we did not go to school. And we ate whenever we were able to get food. So that was the situation then, until we were registered into Compassion.
And by God's grace, that was the opportunity that you had to be registered when you were then living in a slum community in Kampala, in the capital city. But as you say, obviously, your mother had also been infected and was unable to work. Can you just help us to understand, how did Compassion and your local church, how did they really care for you and for your sister during that really difficult time?
So we were registered with Compassion, and we were blessed to get sponsors. So we were placed into a local school. We were registered at a local clinic. And because Compassion partners with churches, we had members of the church looking after us for when Mom was ill. So they provided for our education, our meals, our social care in terms of mentorship and looking after us, our medical needs, and our spiritual needs, as we were partnered with the church and we were able to attend the church through Compassion. And eventually, when our mother passed away, Compassion, through their personnel, they looked out for relatives to look after us while they still continued to take care of those needs. So Compassion took on the role of the Good Samaritan, and the church played the role of the innkeeper, looking out for our needs holistically. That's how it happened.
Praise God. And again, you had the opportunity by God's grace to continue your education, to go to university and to earn your degree in international business, and got a great job working for Barclays Bank in Kampala. What are you doing here, Liz? What's brought you to this part of the country? Can you bring us up to date?
Yes, so through my work, I met a gentleman who He's also a good Christian. He was working here as a youth and children's worker in a church in Addiston, not far from here. So I'm married to Samuel. That's how I had to quit my job and come and join him. And we've been here for almost 5 years. We've got 2 children. Sam is starting to be an ordained vicar, and he still works as a youth and children's worker, so pastor, yes, yeah. At our local church in Hampton. Mm. Thank you very much.
Mm. Yeah, thank you. Please do give Liz a round of applause. Sadly, Liz won't be able to be here with us this evening, but she certainly will be staying after the service. So if you have any questions, if you'd like to know more, of course, I'll be around. And also, David and Esther are also here to answer questions. But there's nothing quite like having the opportunity to ask someone who, for whom it is their personal experience of having been sponsored, really, you know, what your £25 a month is really practically doing in a holistic way to make that transformational difference. Oh, sorry, I left something down there. Matthew's going to go and enjoy the crush now. We were checking it out earlier. I just have a question for you as I close. I wonder if you've ever considered what the extent of your responsibility is as a Christian when it comes to caring for the poor. I know that I have, having the opportunity to travel quite regularly with Compassion. It's something that that I have regularly really been had cause to dwell on, is how much is enough. And I wonder whether watching the news over the recent months, seeing photographs of refugees in open boats trying to cross the Mediterranean, or that little boy, you'll remember the picture that was taken of that young lad from Syria who'd been pulled out of the rubble, just sitting in a shocked and dazed state, covered in blood and dust in the back of an ambulance recently. I'm quite sure that the thought goes through our minds. We're moved, but what are we to do? Do you remember what Jesus said at the end of the story about the Good Samaritan? He said, go and do likewise. Go and do likewise. And as I say, you know, that has been a great challenge to me in the 13 years that I've been privileged to work for Compassion. And I wanted to just share with you this morning that my personal experience of wrestling with that is that God has consistently said the same thing to me when I've been brave enough to ask him what the extent of my responsibility was, and this is it, that he has said every single time, Claire, what is the next step for you? What is the next step for you? It's one step at a time. That's my experience, that God is gracious, that he desires to bless us with so many good things, but it's just a case of asking him, what's the next step for you? And so this morning, I would just leave you with that challenge. It may very well be that it's not compassion, that it's something else, but what is the next step for you when it comes to caring for the poor? The needs are all around us. To those of you who are supporting children, you have our heartfelt gratitude. And as I say, please take the opportunity to chat to Liz afterwards. But perhaps you could even extend your hand to a second child. I simply ask you just to inquire of God what he would have you do. This is a little boy whose name is Cyrus. He's 3 years old. He's looking for a sponsor. He comes from a community in Uganda, which, just like the one that Liz grew up in, is blighted by HIV/AIDS. In fact, 30 members of Christchurch are personally supporting children that are from this very same community. It costs 83 pence a day to support a child. And we like to say in Compassion that you may not be able to change the whole world, but you can change the whole world for one child. Just imagine what the world would look like if every Christian family who could afford it would extend their hand to the family of someone like Liz and baby Matthew. Do come and have a chat to us afterwards. God bless you, and thank you very much indeed.